Now will you notice, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Now I do not want here to draw a parallel that is not here, but I think that this is a different peace that he's talking about here than the peace he mentioned when he appeared to them in the room. He said for them at that time, peace be unto you. That's the peace of redemption, peace with God. And here, this is the peace of those that are in the will of God, that are in fellowship with God, that are doing his will. Now, we have that in the invitation that he gave in Matthew. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll rest you. That's the rest of redemption. That's the peace of redemption. Then he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Now, this is a peace that comes to those that are in the will of God. This is what he talked about, Father, when he said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And this is what he had prayed about. Over in the 17th chapter, at verse 18, he says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And this is that which comes through fellowship and obedience to him, my beloved. And this is another peace, therefore. And I do not want to make a distinction that's not here, but I'm confident that he's just not repeating himself. Verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Now, you must recall that these men are in an interval between his death and resurrection and the day of Pentecost. He had told them in his ministry that they were to pray about this, by the way. We make so much of this word he gives on prayer, but if you go over to the 11th chapter of Luke, ask and you receive, and he that seeketh findeth, him that knocketh shall be opened. Well, what's he talking about? Well, in verse 13 he says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Well, they never ask, you see. They never ask at all. And you find out that a little later on, there in the upper room, you'll recall in the 14th chapter, verse 16, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. They didn't pray, but he did, you see. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. Now, I believe that right now, these men have been regenerated before, but these men had not been indwelt by the Spirit of God. And he said, I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm coming to you. I'm sending the Holy Spirit. And the day of Pentecost has not yet come when they were baptized by the Holy Spirit, which means they were put in the body of believers, the church. The church came into existence on that day. So in this interval between his death and resurrection and his ascension back to heaven, until the day of Pentecost, this is for that. He says, now receive ye the Holy Spirit. And he breathed on them. That's an interesting expression. That expression doesn't occur anywhere else in the Bible. You find it in the Septuagint way back in Genesis, where it says, God breathed into Adam the breath of life. Now, that's exactly what he's breathing into these men, the breath of eternal life, the Holy Spirit. And this is that interval between his ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit. In other words, his going and the Holy Spirit's coming into the world. Therefore, you cannot put this down on today, because we're not in that interval today at all. The Holy Spirit has already come. He's in the world today. Our Lord has said that already. He would send him and he would come.